This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
During the break, a sister, she's a prophetess. What's her name? She's written the book, The Voice of God. Cindy Jacobs. And that met her before. I didn't even know she existed on planet Earth. But at the break, I was on the table and I was doing some work, and she came and laid her hands on me and said 19 things. I wrote them down. She was speaking. Some of the things were things that were in our hearts and in our plans, which there's no way she could have known except that God told her. You've seen the thing about the miracles in Rwanda. You distributed them. Yes. She said that was 1993. She said God was going to send me to heal Rwanda. But Evas is one of the leaders in our ministry there, and he will be ordained missionary next year. He kept asking himself, how was God going to use me to heal Rwanda? Then something happened in his own ministry. Through the churches in the homes, they began to find that because of the context of a church in the home, there are such deep level reconciliations and healings of inner healing of a broken people. It happened so deeply that he's written a book about it. But the aspect of miraculous healing, we didn't think about it. It is only after this event that I thought about what Cindy Jacobs had said, that God would send me to heal Rwanda. And this is just the beginning. One of the things that Cindy Jacobs said was that God was going to send me to bring revival in America. We don't know how he's going to do it. But the fact that you received the messages of this convention gave me hope. Total surrender is not in the vocabulary of our generation. God demanding the all of a person is not what people want to hear. But the openness to give God all and accept His all as you have reacted at the conference gives us new grounds for prayer. That America will rise to her leadership in spiritual matters. Next year I will come 3 times. I'm also praying for Americans as missionaries. Amen. In America and in other nations. They will come to Yaoundé for us to train them. Some will come back to America, others will go to Europe, some will go to the other parts of the world. If you are such a missionary candidate, we would like to know. International missionaries will demand that they be married. Because we send them out in pairs, husband and wife, not two men calling themselves husband and wife. So our prayer is that missionaries from America would go to other states in America so that soon we have churches in all the 50 states, because the American passport can allow you into most countries of the world. We are also praying that Americans will come and be trained to go to some parts of the world where a Cameroonian cannot enter, or where even an African cannot enter. We are here to stay. I'll come 3 times every year, and even if it becomes a 4th time. The revival must come. Amen. But it starts with individuals, isn't it? It starts with personal spiritual revival and then it spreads. I've said to myself that America is a massive spiritual giant sleeping. When she wakes up, the whole world will be shaken. Let us contribute to wake up the giant. Then the whole world will be blessed. Amen. Who else must say something? I want to get something back. You said you were working how many hours?
20 to 22.
Okay, listen. It tells you how far the human body can go. Now, think about it. I will not forget that. That's part of my notes. That somebody was putting 20 to 22 hours. It's because I'm praying to God that 2 hours sleep will be enough so that I work 20 to 22 hours. That's what I wrote for myself. So I got somebody who lived it out. But it will be in the power of the Holy Spirit. When a person believes the Lord, The Spirit, Holy Spirit is in him as a spring welling up to eternal life. John 4:14. When he's filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit becomes, it becomes rivers. Rivers. For many years I thought it was a river, but later on I found out it was rivers. Rivers of soul winning. Rivers of teaching. Rivers of pastoral ministry. Rivers of prayer. Rivers of fasting. That's why the other day, I was leading you to claim the major rivers of the world. Thousands of them flowing through you. The limits are not set on earth. Except in heaven, they are set on earth. The question is, how can you, many people are thinking about maintaining the river, maintaining what they have received here. But let me tell you that there is more than that. If you give yourself to, when you take a long fast, or when you take, when you fast, you increase the size of the river. When you do deep praying, you increase the size of the river. When you give in a costing way to the Lord, you can keep increasing the size of the river. So that where you are now should be the beginning point to rise to new levels, to new heights. There are degrees of fullness. There are degrees of fullness. There are degrees of abundance. You should cooperate with God for ever increasing depths, breadths, and heights of the power of God flowing through you. Have you got it? Don't just work on a maintenance philosophy. Increase the anointing of God that is upon you. Increase the size of the river. Increase the depth of the river. It is also possible when you sin and don't confess and forsake it, you commit another sin and don't confess and forsake it, you have decreased. Commit another sin and don't confess. Commit another sin. Confess, commit another sin. So that two people who are filled with the Holy Spirit here, one can begin to go into ever increasing depths and breadth, and the other one allows sin to reduce it to drops. Power increasing obedience leads to increasing power. Increasing disobedience leads to increasing loss of spiritual power. Take what has happened to you here as a starting point. To rise to new heights. By obedience. Flee from each disobedience. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, just obey. Also to add that mighty deeds expand the river significantly. When David killed Goliath, the nation changed. By great praying, by great fasting, by great giving to God, by great acts of service, the anointing is deepened, broadened, and heightened. You see, when the Lord Jesus Christ prayed and the Holy Spirit came upon him, how did he consolidate that? By the 40-day fast. In Luke chapter 3 verse 21, he prayed until the Holy Spirit came upon him. In Luke chapter 4, he did the 40-day fast. for great things to continue to happen, they have to be unusual faithfulness in ordinary things and the carrying out of mighty deeds. There are two ways for continuous breakthroughs. One of them is by doing ordinary things in an extraordinary way. Doing ordinary things, Bible reading, prayer, meditation, and all the routines of the Christian life. Doing ordinary things in an extraordinary way. Another one is by mighty deeds. See, David killed Goliath and the nation changed. When you read about the mighty men of David, the men who did carry out single acts and changed the nation. So do ordinary things extraordinarily. And then seek and receive from the Lord mighty deeds to do for him. I think of a brother in Yaoundé who took a 40-day soul winning crusade. He, for 40 days, he went out for evangelism 8 hours every day. He led 37 people to the Lord and 15 joined the assembly. Forty days soul winning crusade. He went out for 8 hours every day for 40 days. He led 37 people to the Lord. One of the elders in Cote d'Ivoire planted, he and his team planted 25 house churches last year. We are sending him a prize of 250,000 for that great deed. He is 32. Have you ever strategized about doing some mighty things for God? Or you are always giving the minimum, the minimum, the minimum. Doing ordinary things extraordinarily, extraordinarily is a blessing. But there is that which is brought in by mighty deeds. They talk about the mighty men of David. They did mighty things. So think about doing ordinary things extraordinarily, but also think about mighty deeds. Mighty deeds in prayer, mighty deeds in fasting, mighty deeds in holiness, mighty deeds in giving, mighty deeds in evangelism, mighty deeds in soul winning, mighty deeds in church planting. So, with one hand, you do ordinary things extraordinarily. With the other hand, you bring in mighty deeds. As I shared with you, with some people, the Lord told by Martin Fatley that he is a very, very faithful man. in Bible reading, in prayer, in reading Christian literature, in the busy routines. He's very, very faithful. But the Lord said, big churches come out of big deeds. That's why tomorrow, at midnight, Brother Martin is starting a 40-day fast with 100 others in the church in Douala to pay the price for the church to move from 5,000 to 10,000 by July ending. Mighty deeds are needed to knock the devil out and break through into new territories. Mighty deeds are needed to knock out the devil and break new grounds and possess new grounds for God. Leadership is the call to do mighty deeds. Listen, beloved brethren, David would never have been allowed to go and fight Goliath if he had just done routine work all his life. King Saul said, no, you are not able. Then David removed his trump card. He said, look, when I was keeping my father's flock, a bear came to take one of the flock. He smashed it with his hands. And he put his leg on the bear and was playing the guitar. Some people look for a chair to put their leg on. David put it on bears. Then a lion came and took one of his flock. He went out at it and smote it and got the flock. When the lion was coming against him, David took it by the beard. Bang! And then there was a lion lying down, and David was putting his leg on it and playing the guitar to the praise of the Lord. Hallelujah. When he placed those credentials, Saul said, go. And he went and added Goliath to those on whom he was to place his legs and play the guitar for God. A leader must not just be thinking about doing ordinary things. Leadership is the call. Oh, to break through into new grounds. First of all, by doing ordinary things extraordinarily, and by doing mighty deeds. Because if the leader is just fooling around at the same level with the people, why should they follow him? Leadership is called, they're called to be very far ahead, so that the people look at you and run after you. Mighty deeds, mighty deeds, mighty deeds, mighty deeds. I would like you to pray with me. At midnight, I will start the 63-day fast. No, since we are recording, I can't say more. But you stop it. Good.